After one, Warsaw leads Concord 18-8. First half numbers, or first quarter numbers, Concord 3 out of 7 for the field, 1 of 3 from the arc, 1 of 3 at the line. Warsaw 7 of 12 from the field, that's 58%, 3 of 6 from 3-point range, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Concord, 9-3. Warsaw, though, with 4 turnovers, Concord with 11. Concord with the ball. Warsaw comes out in their trap. In the corner, Emmerich for 3, no good. Bricker the long rebound, foul called against Concord. Cambria Zilm with the foul. That is her first foul. Out of bounds to Warsaw. A lot of boys basketball fans stuck around. We appreciate that. They're here for the girls' game, too. The way it worked out, one ticket gets you in for everything. So that's a pretty good deal financially. Late Tigers with the ball. Zartman, Bricker, Villema, Winchester, and Neely out there for Warsaw. In the corner, it's Zartman for 3, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Casey for Concord. 18-8, Warsaw up by 10 after one. Pass the wing, tipped by Villema, and out of bounds. The only senior. You think about all the girls' basketball players who played in elementary. More than 40 girls played in middle school. More than 25 maybe in her class. And now 6 years since seventh grade, and it's all down to the one senior left. Same thing with the boys. We'll do that same thing with Luke Yeager coming up in the end of February. Pass the wing, Stilley. We're a minute into the second. 18-8. Bad pass. Stilley taken away by Villema. Up ahead for Bricker. Bricker in on Stilley. Flipped it underhand. It shot it off the bottom of the backboard or bottom of the rim. No good. And then Zartman stole the ball. Zartman lobs to Bricker under the basket for a wide open two. 12 points for Bricker. 30-second timeout called by Concord. 6:47 left to go in the second. Warsaw leads 20-8. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you in the Tiger Den. 20-8, Warsaw. Late Tigers in their 1-3-1 three-quarter court defense. Still across the line pass, tip taken away. It's Winchester with a steal and Zartman with a two. 7 for Brooke. And it's 22-8. Stilley to the line, across, right into a trap, throws it ahead. Neely knocked it free, can't get to it. McCain comes out of there with it. Now Campanella throws it wide and out of bounds. Another turnover for Concord. Again, they had 11 at the quarter. And in a minute 40 of this third, they have at least 3. Again, Zartman, a three-pointer away from tying her own school record. She's missed a couple wide open threes. Bricker right side. She's been the hero of the day. She'll drive in and shoot a 10-footer. No good. Got her own rebound, though. Throws it out Winchester. Left side three. That's long. Villema the weak side. Rebound. Back up and in. And a foul. Delaney Villema on senior night scores. And it's 24-8 and has a chance for a three-point play. They call the foul on Hayden Casey. That's her second. She's the first player on either team in the game to get a second foul. Villema at the free throw line, 3 out of 4 in this season, and that free throw is good. Delaney missed a huge chunk of this season with injury. She was out from the opening game, and her first games this season were in the tournament at Center Grove. Emmerich, long pass down court. That is Hallie Ganger into the game. Pass out top, tip by Zartman, taken away by Bricker. There's Zartman. Three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Campanello for Concord. Ahead to McCain. McCain puts her head down against Villema. Spins her back inside and scores. Malia McCain has her first two. Quickly down court, Zartman. Out of Villema, out top Winchester. Into the right corner, Bricker. Out of the wing on the right for Neely. To Winchester, back to Bricker for an open three. No good. Rebound tipped by Villema. Saved in by McCain for Concord. 25-10 Tigers. 5:10 left. High pass taken away. Neely with the steal. Alexis, a stop-and-go move. Drives in. Had her shot blocked. Campanello took a swat at that. And here come the Minutemen. Down by 15. Across the line, near side McCain. Guarded by Bricker. Now she pounds the dribble, drives right, gets into Bricker, lost the ball, taken away. Zartman with a steal, races down the middle of the floor, angles to the right, flips it back, Winchester, a transition three, no good. Neely got a piece of it, Vilma got the rebound. Winchester into the corner, now out to Zartman for three, it's good. Her second of the game, her 66th of the season. She has tied her own school record for three-pointers in a season, and there's still the rest of this game to go and two more regular season games and then at least one tournament game. A whistle and a blocking foul called against Alexis Neely. And Villamo, I thought for a minute, might be injured. As it is, she's just tired. Neely with the foul, her first. Vilma and Neely out, Wren and Chastain in at 4:15 of the second, with Warsaw leading 28-10. Oh, and they lob the inbounds pass out of bounds. Emmerich threw it to Stilley, but threw it over her head and right into the Warsaw coaching staff. Out of bounds to Warsaw, leading by 18. Bricker up the near side, across the line to Wren. At the free throw line for Chastain, back to Bricker, left side. There's a three for the record. Nope, it's a little long. And Chastain tracks it down, but saved it in to Emmerich for Concord. Emmerich up the far side, lobs ahead for McCain, who made a good catch to keep that from going off the end line. McCain backs her way down in on Wren, spins in the lane into a double team, and a whistle, and she traveled. Kelsey Wren, that's a tough matchup for her, one-on-one down in the lane, but when Bricker came to help, that really sealed the deal for that turnover. It's out of bounds to Warsaw again. Ganger comes out as Zilm is back in. Again, at stake here, if Warsaw wins, they get at least a share of the NLC championship for a third straight season. Warsaw has won 20 in a row in the NLC. Winchester, left corner, Zartman, a catch and shoot three. It's no good. Winchester grabs the rebound, muscles it back up. No good. Bricker the rebound. She'll take it back up in the lane. That won't go. Warsaw with three good chances and nothing to show for it. 3:20 left to play in the half. Concord with the ball. Warsaw leading 28-10. Long pass down court to Zilm. She'll run in the lane and shoot it and make it. Cambria with a little running left-hander to make it 28-12. Chastain across the line, drives right, flips it back to Bricker. Across the top to Zartman, back to Bricker. 3 minutes left to go in the half. Lenny Krebs calls out a different play. Now here's Bricker off a screen to the right. Into the corner for Zartman to the baseline for Winchester. She turns to the double team, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is called against Stilley. It's interesting that the official on the side called that and not the official that literally was 5 feet from it. Neely to throw it in. And lobs it out for Chastain, and it's poked out of her hands and out of bounds. I will also tell you, in full honesty, I'm not real good with three-man mechanics. So sometimes in three-man, you are looking at different places than you might think. Winchester finds a cutting Neely in the lane, and she had the ball knocked away. Chastain comes out of there with it out near midcourt. Zartman to Wren. Back out to Zartman. She'll dribble to the right wing and hand back to Chastain. Out of the far side, pass too high for Wren and out of bounds. The Lady Tigers not sharp tonight. Still winning 28-12. 2:20 left to play here in quarter two. Emmerich, long pass up the near sidelines to Zilm. Down in deep for Campanello. She's surrounded. Got it out of there to Zilm. Zilm up the baseline, double teamed out to Stilley. Now across to Emmerich. She's open and shooting for three. It's in and out. And Winchester has another rebound for Warsaw. Neely attacks from the right. Takes it to the three-point arc, shoots it, and missed it. Winchester comes flying in out of nowhere. She grabs it out to Braylee Chastain. In the lane to Neely. Left-handed shot is blocked. Wren tries to grab it, can't, and here comes Concord. Emmerich with the loose ball for the Minutemen. Now Stilley between the circles, right-hand dribble, dribbles toward the right. Now spin to the lane, and they'll have traveling. I thought that's what they were going to call, but thought maybe they might just call a foul on Warsaw. Wren got a little grabby there. I don't think she caused her to travel, but she didn't help, that's for sure. 98 seconds left to play, first half. Warsaw, a 28-12 leader here over Concord. And to be 100% clear, Warsaw putting up, or Concord putting up more of a fight tonight than they did either game last year. There's Bricker on a left side, three-pointer. Her third of the game and her 36th of the season. She's got 15. Warsaw leads 31-12. Into the near corner, Zim picks up her dribble, steps through and got it to Campanello, who puts it off the glass and in. She's got a couple baskets for four. In transition, Chastain flips it back to Neely. Neely to the baseline, Bricker. Tfue sliding Winchester for an easy two. You put the ball there about 10 feet out on the baseline on the right side. The defense is in a really bad spot, and it showed right there. Winchester just ran right down the lane. Bricker found her. It's 33-14. Campanello on the post up, shoots it, and is fouled by Zartman. I'll complete my thought from earlier. This Concord team just looks a whole lot better than the team Warsaw played twice a year ago. Campanello to shoot. She's a 41% free throw shooter, and the first one's good. Another year under Brandon Abel's tutorage. They're going to be in pretty good shape. Zilm is a senior. That's Cambria. Stilley is a senior. That won't help. Free throw no good, but the rebound's grabbed by McCain. McCain out to the top for Zilm. Zilm drives in and throw back out. McCain off to the right, up the baseline. And Neely's there. And a bad pass out to the top, stolen by Chastain. Here's Zartman in transition. Pulls up for three. Short. Neely the rebound. Back to Zartman. And Zartman lost the handle on the ball, trying to figure out who was open and who she was going to throw it to. Concord has a chance for the last say of the quarter. 16 seconds left in it. Warsaw leads by 18. McCain up the baseline. Ran out of space. Shot it from a bad angle. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Ooh, last touched by Concord. And with 7.8 left to play in the half, Warsaw will play it in. And Lenny Krebs would like to use this opportunity to set up a play. 7 seconds left in the half. Warsaw leads 33-15 over Concord. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Final game of a busy day of basketball here. It wasn't just the three this afternoon and this evening. There were freshman girls games here during the morning and early afternoon as well. So the staff here at Warsaw has really been challenged. 7 seconds left in the half. Bricker dribbles right, now in the middle of the lane, into the corner, Chastain. She shoots a three. It's short. Winchester grabs the rebound as the buzzer sounds. And that'll do it for the first half. Warsaw, 16 minutes away from a share of a third straight NLC championship. They lead Concord at halftime, 33-15. First half scoring comes your way after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Tiger Den. Warsaw 33, Concord 15. First half scoring for the Minutemen, Shelby Emmerich, 3. Claire Campanella was their leader off the bench with 5. Hayden Casey with 3. And Malia McCain with 2. For Warsaw, you had Delaney Villema with a 3-point play. Brooke Winchester's got 4. Braylee Chastain, 1. And then 2 players in double figures. You have Brooke Zartman with 10. And Jocelyn Bricker with 15 points, almost at her average in the first half of play. 10 of those 15 came in the opening quarter. Warsaw led it by 10 after 1, 18-8. Outscored Concord 15-7 in the second to lead 33-15. We were never tied, and we've had no lead changes. It's been a busy day of basketball. Down in the Career Center gym, the girls JV beat Concord 59-22. Kaylee Goheen had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Here on the Tiger Den, the boys JV beat Goshen 49-26. Parker Justice led the way with 11. And the Warsaw boys varsity team beat Goshen 61-41. Luke Bricker was the leading scorer for the Tigers, and he finished with a game-high 17 points. The varsity girls are leading 33-15 at halftime. First half stats come your way next on News Now Warsaw. It's good to have the Warsaw band here entertaining fans at halftime. Warsaw with the lead over Concord 33-15. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by, as always, Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Concord shot pretty well. 46% for the field, 6 out of 13. 1 of 5 from three-point range, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line. For Warsaw, 13 of 32 for the field, just 40.6%. They were 5 of 18 for three-point range and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Concord, 18 to 14. Concord with 4 offensive rebounds. Warsaw with 9 offensive rebounds. And the turnovers, of course, the big story. Warsaw with only 6. Concord with 20. 20 first half turnovers. As a matter of fact, Malia McCain already has 10 turnovers in the first half all by herself. Individually, Brooke Zartman, 4 of 11 for the field. She's 2 of 8 for three-point range. She has tied her own school record with 66 three-pointers this season. One more would make a record for her and would set the new standard for three-pointers made in a season. She's got 10 points. Jocelyn Bricker, 6 of 11 for the field. She's 3 of 4 from the arc. She's got 15 points to go along with 4 rebounds. And Brooke Winchester with 4 points and 6 rebounds in the first half. Warsaw with the lead, 33-15. We will tell you about the pairing show tomorrow, and we will talk about next week's girls' schedule. It's a little different than what you thought. That's next on News Now Warsaw.